Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Have you ever been lost? I would love to hear those stories. I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. You do not know where anything is, but you keep looking for the right road. Today I want to talk to you about going down the wrong road of life. Do you know when you are going down the wrong road? There's that inner voice and instinct that tells us you are lost. In Jeremiah 31, it talks about wandering when you are lost. Set up road signs. Put up guideposts. Take note of the highway, the road that you take. Return, O virgin Israel. Return to your towns. How long will you wander? I had to go on an errand recently. I could not find the store. What did I do? I prayed. Then Bob happened to call me, and I asked him what street did I need to be on. The enemy wants to take you, your spouse, and your children down many dark roads in your life. In Proverbs 4, it says, "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I'll guide you in the ways of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness, and they do not know what makes them stumble." What a warning to beware of the enemy and the darkness that he is wanting to take us on. Are you already on the wrong road? Is your spouse or your children? Are you seeing God's signs saying dead end? Are you seeing signs that tell you to make a U-turn now? The Lord is waiting for you to call on Him, asking Him for His help. In Isaiah 40, it says, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain." Ask yourself if you and your loved ones are on the right narrow road to heaven or on the wide road headed to destruction. Think about it and start praying for your spouse and marriage. Your Lord God will hear your cry, and He will show you and your loved ones the right road to be on. In Isaiah 30, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious He will be when you cry for help. As soon as He hears, He will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Ask the Lord and let Him show you what road you're on.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.